Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Miss Lakeisha, can you hear me?
Hey, yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can finally hear you. Thank God.
Hey, amen.
I'm so
Thank
sorry
Jesus.
About that. Yes, ma'am.
That's
sorry
right.
about that. Yeah, we had some technical difficulty this morning. So I apologize for that. And I was like, I know I'm doing everything right. I done ran other people's stations, so I know I can run my own. So, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to do a couple of announcements right quick. You know, I'm looking for some people that's looking to advertise on some promotions, maybe do some commercial radio spins, radio interviews, people like life coaches, some authors, some singers, some songwriters. So I'm looking for some people that want to grow their business and expose yourself to a global radio station, which I love. I worked on other stations where I built that radio station up to 8 countries. So I'm looking to get mine built the same way. So I'm just super excited about having my own. And what they say, God bless the man or the woman that have their own. So thank you, Jesus, for giving me the opportunity to, you know, open up my own, you know, radio station. So today is my first day, and I'm super excited to have Miss the Queen of Hearts, Miss Keisha Wade, on my show. She's going to be talking to she's an international certified life coach. And a speaker who has passion to serve and educate others, singer and songwriter, a men's empowerment coach. You know, she has her own, she's the CEO of her own business, Open Arms Connection. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And we're going to, you know, find out what inspired her to start her own journey with coaching men. And then we're going to find out when her next single is coming out, because I'm excited about that one. So I just want to welcome Miss Keisha Wade, the Queen of Hearts, to my Blog Talk Radio Faith Focus and Finish, which basically means keep the faith, stay focused, and continue your journey, whatever that is, Just stay focused and continue your journey. So, thank you, Ms. Keisha. How are you today?
Thank you. Hey, and hey, everyone. I'm doing great this morning. Feeling good.
Your spirit always makes me smile and laugh, I promise you.
Yay!
I've been watching you growing on your page or your Facebook page. I'm so proud of you. So
thank you, and thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. And just to let you know, we have some other callers on the line, so we're gonna be chiming them in. So if they have any questions, they can ask you any questions. But Keisha, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. A little bit about Keisha. I go by Keisha, and I'm a single mother. Oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I can't express any more that I love the Lord. I love my children. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a singer-songwriter, of course, a stage name, Queen of Hearts. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an author. I inspire people to become authors, just have a voice. Studying as an NLP practitioner at the moment. I am the founder, like you said, the founder, CEO of Open Arms Connection, which is a life coaching practice, and I am working toward making this organization a little bit more than the life coaching practice. It's going to be for homelessness. Also, I'm going to be bringing out my the clothing. It's just so much I'm going to do with Open Arms. I'm a loving and humble woman of God that is standing on my story to help encourage others to pause and focus on the Lord and stand on their story. I'm just very passionate about my gifts and people. Yeah. Yep.
That is awesome. Now, the one thing I did not know that you are an author, I'm surprised to hear that because I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm saying because you're a singer and a songwriter, but I didn't know. So we're going to have to talk about that one at another day. But, yeah, we definitely got to get that, expose that to the public so they can you already have a book or are you still writing it?
I'm still writing, but I do have the title. I have been advertising it on Facebook, Married to Narcissism, so it's already in the making.
Okay. Well, we definitely need to talk about that one day.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because one of the other guests that I'm going to be having, she also wrote a book about the structured relationship, Yolanda Compass, and she talks about that. So we definitely got to expose those people so they can, not to bash them, but so people can start paying attention and look at the red flag before they get into those different kind of relationships. So, I'm looking to help you promote that, too, whenever you need me to.
Thank you.
So that's excellent. And I love that you're an entrepreneur. It's nothing like having your own, right?
I'm telling you, I've been praying to God that it just blow up to the point where that's all I want to do is just serving people, with my business. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, one of the things I had learned, in my years of coaching and being coached, that I have to speak it and make sure I take certain words out of it, because I knew that if I kept saying words like shoulda, coulda, woulda, and tried, those things kept me back. So I had to make sure I had to replace those words with something positive to say, I'm going to do this. It will happen. So I'm excited about it, and I can see it happening for you. I can definitely see it happening for you. So I'm excited about it, sis. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sis. Thank you.
So what inspired you to sing Love? Well, first of all, did you write Love Languages, or somebody wrote it for you?
Actually, my producer, Preacher Tim, he wrote the song, and I kind of came up with some of the, love languages, such as, the affirmations in there, it's not affirmations, I take that back. such as, like, you know, the different love languages, because I say it in the song. So, but he was the producer and songwriter for this, for Love Languages, yes.
Okay. Wow, that is so cool. So, I know that I heard you had some kind of story about the studio. What happened at the studio?
Okay, so, at the studio, well, in the studio at the time when we were singing this song, God just moved within him, because Tim actually wrote this song just instantly while we were in there. And as Tim and I were talking, like I stated, you know, God was just putting and pouring things into me, and all of a sudden I'm like, yes. Then we said Love Languages, and then I was like, yes, let's put the Love Languages in the song. And it was just mind blowing that you could get this inspiration within a day, and even with my new song that's coming out, Mixed Emotions, in the studio then it was written. I wrote it, and he was a co-writer, and my daughter Alexia.
Okay.
And in the studio, all of a sudden my daughter just started singing, and he just started bringing up things, Tim, and I'm like, you know, I like to tell my story, because you never know, y'all, what God is going to do in the moment. He doesn't.
Right.
He does things immediately at times. So that's why I say always focus on him and learn to hear, learn when he's speaking, because he don't always speak to us directly in a whisper. He uses other people.
Yes, yes, ma'am. So your daughter is a singer also, or is she just a songwriter?
Well, she's a songwriter, and she's inspired to sing. So she does a little bit, but she's more so of the song. She does some writing.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. That is so awesome. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
We'll have because I know your song came out. When did your song come? Because I remember talking with you, but I don't remember how long ago it was when you first released Love Languages. When did you first release that song?
It was August 9th of this year.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest. I'm honest with you. I'm going to tell you, it's a mind-stimulating song. And, you know, and it prompted me to think, you know, I had to talk to God about it, Faith, because I had to ask the Lord, do you really want me to release this song? Because the song been out. It's been recorded, and I didn't finish the touches up to this year, but it's actually been, this song been in motion since like 2017, something like that. And
okay.
I had to ask the Lord, do you really want me to release this song? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want individuals to feel just because you're a Christian and or a woman of God, a man of God, that you limit yourself because of what others think or some individuals say too holy. So you can't limit your gifts because of what you feel that everyone is going to say.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was going to ask, what was some of your responses from some of your the people that listened to it so far?
Everyone that I've heard so far has given me a thumbs up, and they really like it. I haven't heard any negative feedback, but I probably heard things like, oh, goodness, you know, I didn't never know that you can be, you know, sound so intimate and, oh, my goodness, or something like that. But I really haven't had any negative reviews as of yet. I know my daughter was kind of skeptical about me releasing it, because she was like, Mama, I don't want you talking like that in the beginning. But she likes it. And she always says, Mama, you have a strong voice, and I think you should sing gospel like my mom first stated. So that's probably just the feedback that I get just from family.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you have a wonderful voice. I was shocked mm-hmm. when I just by talking to you over the phone, and then when you sent mm-hmm. me the MP3, I was like, wow. It kind of mm-hmm. blew my mind. I was like, this girl, because it always amazes me how you hear certain people talk, but then when you mm-hmm. hear them sing, it's a different sound. And it's mm-hmm. funny because people say I can sing, but I can't hear myself singing that good. But people say I can. I said, yeah, I can only sing good in the shower. But a lot of people, my family friends, they tell me all the time they think that I can sing, and I'm like really shocked. So maybe one day I'll throw something out there.
Yeah. Get with me. You make it do something.
right. Some collaboration out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, do you have any questions you want to ask Ms. Keisha Wade? It's a Georgia number, 678 number. You have an open mic.
No,
if you want to say anything.
I enjoyed the song. It's a very sexy song, and I'm looking forward to hearing more.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yep, I'm pretty excited. I can't wait to hear next song also. So,
yes.
So Lakeisha, would you consider this an affirmation song to help others, or what do you consider that type of song that you have?
I would say that it is something like an affirmation song because you can speak the love languages out
mm-hmm.
to affirm. And I'm definitely looking, want to gear toward affirmation songs to help others as well as to
mm-hmm.
bring more affirmation music, you know, look at me, affirmation music, affirmation songs into it, but it's also affirming as well because you're speaking your love language out loud.
Okay, excellent.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a little bit about this men's empowerment group, you know,
okay.
that you're in your business, because
okay.
I have a women's group, and
okay.
and, you know, I just try to empower women, but tell me, what inspired you to start that organization for men?
Oh, in a short version of that, because it's a really a long version, so I'm going to shorten it up a little bit for the show.
Okay.
God,
well, we got about 28 minutes, so.
Okay. All right, then. All right. Well, let me kind of give you a half then, like mid, the long and short at the same time. So I want to,
okay.
let me tell you, Faith, God is so good because I always wonder why I would attract men, and I don't mean like attract men as a normal woman would attract men, but I always attracted men that needed service.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know exactly what that was until my late, like going into my mid-30s, where God woke me up and told me, okay, you need to serve men. They're not your alignment that you're meeting. These are your assignments. But it took
okay.
to mature. It took me to mature to understand what he was doing. And what was happening was I wasn't sitting with him alone. I had too much noise around me. I would bring too much noise around me. Until
mm-hmm.
he set me down, literally set me down. And
mm-hmm.
he put me in a place of solitude where I had no choice to be in solitude. And I hired a coach, a business coach. I love her dearly, Cherie Stiles. She have a boot camp for women entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Kingdom Business Builders. And I joined her camp. And I thought, you know, I was like, God, you know, am I going to have the money to join this camp? God made a way. She helped me. And I said, you know what? Money isn't a factor when God has a purpose on your life. So I went into this boot camp, and the part of her boot camp, one part of it, before she even began to work with you, she asked you to go
mm-hmm.
into prayer first and ask God to show you the vision. And immediately after I did that, that night, I turned all the lights off. I was in pure darkness, no light, and I prayed. and I was expecting as well. God showed me after that prayer immediately, it was like a figure came to my face, like a silhouette, bright silhouette, like it's like you can actually touch it. It was like water.
Wow.
It was like water, like literally a face, and it was so distinct. I didn't understand who it was. I thought it was him. I thought it was the Lord. So I laid down, and I got back up, got ready for my session the next day. Sharice asked me, what did you see? I said, I saw this face, and I described it to her. I showed, you know, gave her a vivid outlook of, you know, how the vision looked. And she said, so it prompted her to ask me, God put in her spirit, Holy Spirit was working, and asked me, what relationship do you have with your dad? And I was like, why y'all keep asking me this? Why everybody keep asking me this? I think I'm okay with my dad. And I told her about my dad and the struggles he went through. And she said, Keisha, you're a life coach for me.
Wow.
And I was like, huh? She said, you're going to help me and like your dad. And you're going to help women. You're going to help women get over things like the relationships that you had and dealing with men and the brokenness in men. And I mean, it's just so much she gave me at that time. And I knew then, because I always wanted to work with men as well, because I always see how men are portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's a reason why men act the way that they do, y'all. Is anybody trying to empower them and ask the why behind these men acting the way they do? They're God's children as well. And then he prompted me to read Adam and Eve. And I was like, okay, do you all, men, do you all know how great you are? Do you know how much power you have in you? And I said, let's start praying for men. So I first started off as a prayer, men's prayer room. And I started having like an international prayer for everyone to join me in men's prayer day. I didn't get a lot of, I got some people join, but they stopped. You know, it didn't last long. But I continue to want to pray for them. Yeah. So that's what prompted me, because I said, you know what? I'm going to advocate for men. I'm going to empower them, and I'm going to get to the root cause of why.
Right.
And it's because of abuse. It's because of molestation, rape. It came from environment, home. It's so much that when I coach men, I find out, you'd be amazed at what I hear when I coach them. So I said, you know what? I'm going to be that woman. If I have to be the first black woman to be a men's coach, that's what I'm going to do. And I don't care what the naysayers, what they say. This is what God pointed me to do, and I'm going to do.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So this will inspire me, and I'm going to keep moving. I help women too, but men are my niche.
Well, that was going to be my next question, but I did want to say that I've been watching how many men how many men follow you and how they seem like they're so inspired by your word and your help. So I appreciate you doing that, because, it's been helping me learn them myself. But I was going to ask you, did you work with single women and, with women or with mothers and things like that, or if it's just geared towards men?
God showed me that I do, like when we were doing the boot camp, to help women as well. So I do provide services to single women, single mothers. I'm also an international certified relationship coach and leadership coach. So I help women as well in relationships, not only with relationships such as friends, family, you know, God, number one, but I help them love them. I help, I encourage and coach them self-care, self-relationship. So, yes, I help women and service women as well.
That's excellent because I need to try to do that myself, do some life coaching myself. But I know mm-hmm. that some, I need to, try to get certified in that thing, doing that also. Because, mm-hmm. we all need some kind of help. I tell people there's not one person that don't need some type of improvement. So
yeah.
I'm all about improving relationships and things mm-hmm. like that. Heck, some of the things that I've seen on your page and some of your videos actually helped mm-hmm. me. So I thank you for that, for sharing some of that information.
Yeah.
So, yes, ma'am. So Open Arms, tell me about what is that the same thing? Is there, is that where people can reach you at, with Open Arms on your website?
Yes, so individuals can reach me at www.openarmconnection.com. So I like to spell it out, OPENARMSCONNECTION, Open Arms Connection. I do group coaching. I do individual one-on-one coaching. I do business coaching. I have individuals that say, hey, can you come out to my business and, look over some things with me, such as behaviors, what type of leadership style. So I do a lot. I do virtual coaching. I'm working on getting a virtual classroom for Open Arms. So
That's cool.
I do a lot. I don't want to limit myself because I don't want people to think that I just do coaching for men or I just do coaching for single women. I am an international certified life coach. So I am open to anything. And I don't want people to hold back because like you said, Faith, we all need someone. And a coach is different from a therapist because my initial was I was actually moving into becoming a doctor in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that coaching is more so geared to you creating your own vision for what you need,
right.
Not as so as a therapist created for you. And coaching to me is therapy is great. It's good to incorporate that, but it's good to have self-reflection. And I'm here to serve everyone's needs that need me. And it doesn't limit to just one-on-one. I do group coaching as well, and I'm a travel coach. I do travel coaching. I work hard to make sure I give people what they need. So openarmsconnection.com. They can go to openarmsconnection@yahoo.com and send me an email. I even have a business phone that they can reach me 24/7, which means they can leave a voicemail if I'm not available.
Exactly. And what is that number?
601 area code 207-0791.
And for your music, how can people connect with your music? How can they purchase your music?
Okay. They can go to iTunes. If they have Apple Music, they can just go in and type in Love Languages or Queen of Hearts, K-W-E-E-N of Hearts, Google Play. It's on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Napster, YouTube, Amazon, all online stores.
Well, let me find out. She just spread herself all the way across the board. That's what's up,
I know,
girl.
Right?
I'm proud of you. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So let me ask you this. I always ask people, if now that you have this time, right, if you had the opportunity to speak to the world, what would you say to them? Who would you say to the world?
I would tell you all to move.
Okay.
And stay focused. And when I say move, when God asks you to go. Do it in fear if you have to. And I encourage you to move and let God work, because he has something for you. He has his purpose. He has a purpose for you. You are created on purpose, and you need to move. And if you get help, that's not meaning that you're weak or you don't know what you're doing. God put us all here to help each other. You
right.
can't do it by yourself all the time. And I say, I also want to tell the world, I love you. I love you. And join this movement of love. Help me help others. And don't be afraid to reach out for help. Self-care, mental health, and loving you in a healthy manner is very important. And world, I
wow.
love you. I just want
to
open my arms to you right now and sending you this hug. And thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Dear, that is so awesome, because, you know, it's a lot of people sitting on their goals and dreams. And,
mm-hmm.
I remember, it's so funny just sitting back thinking about when I was a kid, I used to always
mm-hmm.
dream about when I would look at movies about Wall Street and New York Stock Exchange. I used to say, oh, I wish I could do that one day.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought
mm-hmm.
that I would be in that type of field,
mm-hmm.
that I can have the same opportunity. And so
mm-hmm.
the crazy thing is, somebody woke me up one day about it. And
mm-hmm.
it hit me I was like, wow, I've been dreaming about this all this time, and now I'm in that field that I can have the opportunity if I want to work the opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's all
mm-hmm.
about always being open to learn something new, get up and move, because you can't go
yes.
anywhere if you're still staying in there, being
yeah.
you know, staying stuck in. I was stuck for some years, and it was because of my environment that kept me stuck. It wasn't that
mm-hmm.
my mind would tell me one thing, but then environment, that environment is very powerful. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you got to start listening to God, listen to your heart and your mind. And when
mm-hmm.
God said, get up and jump and move and walk
mm-hmm.
and talk, and you got to do exactly
mm-hmm.
what he tells you to do, because we
mm-hmm.
only have a limited amount of time here on earth. And so
yep,
the longer
you.
We wait, the less time we have to accomplish our goals and our dreams.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited. Listen, I'm be honest with you, I'm not where I want to be, but at least I'm on my way. And,
yes.
and I'm looking, you know, to help some other people get there too. And that's one
yes.
of the reasons why, you know, decided to start my radio station and run it the way I wanted to, so I can help other people move in the direction that they need to be moving, so they can achieve their goals and dreams before they leave this space of earth. And so
mm-hmm.
that's why
mm-hmm.
I love what I do, you know, helping other people, inspiring other people to do better and getting up and moving and staying focused and energized about whatever it is that they're trying to do. So
yes.
I'm excited. I'm so glad I had you. You're the first person on Faith, Focus, and Fitness Blog Talk Radio. So I'm excited
so
about having
you
on there.
I'm excited too, and I feel so good. I feel honored. Thank you.
So yeah, I have Miss Keisha Wade on one of the other radio stations that I worked on before, and I was like, I got to
mm-hmm.
get her back on here, because I was so inspired by your word and your
thank
work.
You.
And so
thank
I'm so
you.
Proud of you. And you
thank
just
you.
Stay focused and keep doing what you're doing and keep inspiring other people. And
I will.
So, so do you have so caller? Do you have any questions or anything? There's a couple of callers on the line before we log off. We have about 12 more minutes, and I'm gonna log off with playing Keisha's song and leading off with a quote for the day. But if any of the callers have anything to say or any questions, you're more than welcome to ask me, Keisha, or ask me.
well, not actually, right? Not right at the time. At the moment, I did document everything. I have the number for the voicemail. And I have the website and the email. So I will be tuning in and reaching out. I appreciate all of the topics. I like what you're doing with the men empowerment and
thank
everything.
You.
Yeah, that's great. I do have a lot of questions. I'm not gonna do it right now. I'll send it to the email, and then maybe we can have a topic on the radio about it.
Yeah, okay. Or we can meet one on one. Yeah, let's do one on one. Call me or like I say, open arms connection at yahoo.com. I got you.
Okay. What state are you out of?
I'm in Minnesota. I'm from Mississippi, but I'm in Minnesota.
Okay.
And yes, I do virtual. So I'm whatever meets your needs that I need to meet help with, I got you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'll be sending you an email.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, and thank you. And thanks for listening. I appreciate you so very much.
And I just
noticed this is one of my friends, Miss Kiki. Hi, Miss Kiki. I appreciate your support.
Hi, Miss Faith. Yes, I'm listening. I'm like, okay, she's a very, Faith is my life coach. A very great person to talk to listen to. Very inspiring and motivating. And I really appreciate everything that both of you guys are doing.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
So
it's funny that we talked about, moving and when God talked to you. So my quote for today is, don't be pushed around by your fears in your mind. Be led by your mm-hmm. dreams in your heart.
Amen.
And so everybody know me as my little quotes and stuff. So that's one of my quotes for today. So
I love it.
So again, if anybody's looking for any promotion or radio spins, you can reach me at 240-640-5492, or you can reach me at my email at faithfocusfinish, and that's at gmail.com. I'm looking forward to having some new people and voices and faces on my radio station. And so I'm going to end the show out by playing Miss Keisha Wade, the Queen of Hearts, her newest single called Love Languages. And we got to get the other single on here. I'm excited. I can't wait to play that one for you, too.
I can't either.
And I want to apologize for the beginning of the show because we had some technical difficulties, but I appreciate you guys being patient and still staying on until I got the situation taken care of. So I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to be logging in Monday through Friday from 11 to noon. It's going to be live feed. And what I like about the station is that it's a global station. It's not like a local mm-hmm. station that you only hear it live one time. You can actually go back mm-hmm. on my website on Blog Talk Radio, and you can actually listen to each episode. So today is my first episode, and I'm going to be putting my other people on there that I have people lined up all the way into December. So I'm looking for some new voices, faces, and life coaches and authors and all of those things to get on my radio. So I'm excited about that. And just for this month alone, I'm doing a special. It's a $50 special. Normally I charge $100, and that's including your radio interview and advertising on all of my pages. One of my pages, I have about 22,000 people on that page. I'm working that page up, but I'm looking to help people advertise their business and help push them up. So I'm excited. Just reach out to me, or you can reach me on Faith Lane on Facebook. So I'm excited. I hope I hear from you guys on Monday. Have a great and blessed day. I'm going to end it out with Love Languages by the Queen of Hearts. Take care and have a great day.